And welcome back to Almighty Pod. My name's Tom, and you're joining us for episode number 67. I did confuse myself, and I was chatting to Sam about this just before we recorded. I was worried that we got the episode numbering wrong, because on Apple it says we've only got 66 episodes. Can you guess where that missing episode's gone?
I think that missing episode has gone down Garner's Wheel toilet.
We did have an episode. I don't know if we mentioned it at the time. We had an episode that went up, and we had to take it down for compulsory episode.
We had to flush it down Garner's Wheel toilet. That's all I'm saying.
I think about 30 people might have heard and been privy to this podcast. Yeah.
30 people know the truth.
And then it was disappeared forever.
They know what happened.
Maybe when we get really famous, we could release it as like a special edition.
Maybe.
That would be amazing.
Limited.
So like Oasis like released a track about
from the archives
that Noel Gallagher found in his attic. That'll be us. The Garner's World episode.
Wow.
Garner's World is actually a garden centre, if anyone doesn't know.
I'm amazed that you can remember that much detail about it.
I know everything about that story.
Do you?
Everything.
Imprinted on your brain.
So good. We had to delete a podcast.
So good. All I'm saying is make sure you lock the toilet door. That's all I'm saying.
Definitely. Childproof it. Anyway, I'm joined.
In trouble again.
As you've already heard, as I am every other week, by Mr. Chris Wright. How are you?
Good, Tom. How are you?
You sound... Last time we did this, you sounded depressed, as you said. I'm good. This week, you actually sound positive.
It's just because I've eaten some spicy rice.
Spicy rice.
So, Sam said there's some curry here at church.
Yeah.
So I just thought that meant there was curry here. I didn't know you had to put an order in.
Right.
So there was no curry, but there was lots of rice. So I got rice, put it in a big bowl, chili powder, garlic, ginger, all sorts, chucked it in. However, my tongue is a little tingly. So
tingly tongue.
Perfect, just before recording a podcast.
I know, if I'm ever feeling down, I might do this. I might go get a vindaloo on the way.
It's Claudio Ranieri says, "Diddly ding, dingly tongue." And I'm also joined by Mr. Sam Taylor.
Are you well?
Very well. How are you, Sam?
Very well, thank you.
Have
Very
you
well.
Enjoyed some curry pre-podcast? Curry?
Not yet. Not yet. Okay. Alicia is en route, and so I thought I'd wait for her.
Sensible.
Very sensible.
Yeah. I'm not having a curry either, because I'm going straight from here to take part of my first ever Thanksgiving meal.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You're going to a Thanksgiving meal? Are you having a big turkey?
Tom, what is it that you're thankful for today?
I was hoping we weren't going to have to do this.
Can someone explain what Thanksgiving is?
I don't know the origin of it, actually.
I don't
know. Is it because America's not like technically not a religious country, so they have a festival that everyone can celebrate? Is that right?
Yeah, no. Possibly.
Has it got something to do with killing turkeys? Because they're obsessive with turkeys.
Yeah, they do get big for turkeys. The reason I'm doing it,
we have duck.
My auntie's over, and she lives in America, but she's over here for a couple of weeks. So she's treating us to a nice Thanksgiving meal, which I've never taken part in before. Just to my nana's house. She's cooking it.
Oh!
So it's a big family arrangement.
I thought you meant, we're going out for a restaurant somewhere where they won't do anything Thanksgiving-y.
No.
What does a Thanksgiving meal look like apart from turkey?
I don't know anything about it. My nana joked that it was going to be all wacky American things like mashed potato with marshmallows in it and stuff. I don't know if she was joking.
I don't think it is.
But she said it was just going to be...
Some people go a bit wild.
If it's American, it'll be whatever we eat here, except with three times the amount of sugar in. That's it.
It's like where you'd have
good
your
with me.
Pecan pie, your pumpkin pie, those sort of
things. I like
those
a pecan sort pie. Of things.
Yeah. I don't like pecan pie. I don't like pumpkin pie.
Do you not?
I think pumpkins are the worst thing in the world.
Interesting.
It frustrates me as well. We feel good pumpkin picking. Can't cope with that.
Yeah, I don't really
get
it.
They literally, you'll get a farm, they'll buy pumpkins, they'll buy them,
chuck them on a field.
Get them in, throw them in a field, and then you'll pay to go into that field to pick pumpkins that they've chopped in there. They're not even, look, fine. If there's one which is like a field where they've grown pumpkins, and you have to chop them off, fair dues.
Yeah.
If you're going to a farm, to a field, to get pumpkins, the same pumpkins that are in Asda's entrance hallway, then you're an idiot. Just for the gram.
It's not quite the same, though, is it going for a nice afternoon out in Asda aisle 3 pumpkins as it is to go to a field?
It's far better. Far better. No mud. It's dry. You're not going to get cold.
It is cold in Asda.
Depends which aisle you're on.
That's true.
I don't normally stand up to my sister, but when she asked us to go pumpkin picking with my one and a bit year old niece, who can barely hold her own weight, let alone her weight plus the weight of a pumpkin.
Yeah.
So this is the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard. So me and my dad did our own thing while they all went pumpkin picking.
Good on you, Sam.
Thank you.
Good
I took a
you.
Stand.
I like it.
Yeah. But I'll let you know.
I think
how
she's holding
tonight.
A grudge, but Hey,
it's fine. Have you been pumpkin picking?
I've never been.
Good.
No.
So we're all safe in this room?
Yeah, we're all in agreement.
Okay.
But I'll let you know how the Thanksgiving meal goes. Mm. I'm intrigued. I'm just hoping it's nice food and we're not going to have to do all the corny.
You could have had it before we did this podcast, couldn't you?
I could have. We should have done a Thanksgiving special episode.
Maybe we could change it.
For our international listeners.
Thanksgiving. Have you got any Americans?
I don't know.
Have you checked our worldwide
I haven't. Shall I have a look? I'll have a look at the last
check
episode.
This is always fun.
If we've got more than three American listeners, we're going to have to do a Thanksgiving episode. This could be it.
I've got the Wikipedia page about Thanksgiving ready to go.
Whilst Tom's getting the figures, Sam, please tell us what Thanksgiving is.
So, Thanksgiving is a national holiday celebrated on various dates.
Various dates?
I mean...
It's like Easter.
United States, Canada, Grenada, St. Lucia.
We've got
all similar
in
area.
Grenada. Mm-hmm. And we've got Grenadian...
No, we
listeners.
Haven't. No, we
I'm
haven't.
Pretty sure we
Isn't
have.
That place off, what's that, Princess Diaries?
Genovia? What? What are you on about?
Hey, we'll move on, I've realised.
Goodness me. And also, the country of Liberia.
Where's Liberia?
Middle of Africa.
That's where...
Isn't that an airline?
George Weah is from.
George Weah. George Weah is the president of Liberia.
Who's George Weah?
Very famous footballer.
No, he isn't.
Very famous footballer.
Who did he play for?
Famous teams. Liberia. He won the he won the Ballon d'Or, didn't he? Or something?
Big time goal scorer. He's now the president of Liberia.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Right. That's just
he was a great footballer, so they put him in.
We just need to deal with this George Weah thing. He played for Monaco, PSG, AC Milan, Chelsea, Man City and Marseille.
Oh my word. What
credentials? He played for this is what I remember at George Weah. He played for the Liberian national team between 1986 and 2002 and then 2018.
What? How old was he?
Very old.
And they bought him on for seconds.
I think that was while he was president and he put himself back in the Liberian national
that
team.
That is so good.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's what you do if you're a president of a country. I'd give myself a cap for England if I was Prime Minister.
Flipping it. Can you imagine if
King.
We did the same? We'd have Nicholas Bentner as our Prime Minister, wouldn't we?
Lord Bentner.
Put it to the public vote. Lord Bentner. Oh.
So George Weah, widely regarded as one of the greatest African players of all time. In 1995, he was named FIFA World Player of the Year and won the Ballon d'Or.
95?
95.
Wow.
Some big players around him in 95. Anyway, back to Thanksgiving.
No way.
That's terrible. Prayers of thanks and special Thanksgiving ceremonies are common amongst most religions after harvest and at other times. And that's why they have Thanksgiving, because it's the end of the harvest.
Ah.
And they're thankful for it.
Well, that's a bit ridiculous, isn't it?
What I'm thankful for, in the last episode that we did with Tobey Carvery, if you've not listened to that, by the way, I've been very encouraged. I've had a lot of good feedback.
It's a must listen.
It is a must listen. I thought this could be a bit random, and if you didn't like Carvery, you're probably not going to like it. But a lot of people have told me that they've enjoyed it. Some even said they went to a Carvery because they listened to the
Unbelievable.
Movie. Tobey Carvery, we need some money. We
need to bin off Decor Designs.
Can we be sponsored
by mentioned
Toby?
Him in a while.
You could Decor Designs, we're no longer going
to
be...
You're done.
To be honest, he'd be quite pleased to not be mentioned ever again.
You can still find Decor Designs on Etsy and all sorts, but however... Tobey Carvery is now.
It would be amazing if we became a podcast sponsored by Tobey Carvery before an Instagrammer whose sole purpose is to go to Tobey Carvery's was.
I wanted to email him to let him know about
last
week.
Is that
our
new ambition now, just to beat Tobey? to the Tobey Carvery.
But a really nice time, but now we want it to be a bitter rivalry.
I wanted to email him to let him know about the podcast that we did about them last week.
Not got an email.
Well, I didn't know what to put in the thing. What do we say?
Hey, Toby, listen to this, lad.
Me and some friends spoke about you on the podcast.
Say, Toby, listen to this. It'll change your life.
Yeah, give us some.
I've been asked to issue a correction to last week's episode.
All right.
Hey.
So my Uncle Richard.
This is the correction.
I know.
This is like
says,
the little newspapers when they used to have little articles when they put a fake
I think I, at some point, might have said that the Pugh family, who are my aunt and uncle and cousins, didn't like a Carvery. He has since messaged me to say that he absolutely loves a Carvery. So can I apologise to my Uncle Rich and the whole family, who I believe first-time listeners, last time.
Ah, yes.
Do you want to know some facts about my Uncle Richard?
Please.
Not really.
Big Northampton Town fan. Mm-hmm. Oh. Bizarrely, never lived in Northampton. Ooh. Don't know why.
Why is he a Northampton Town fan?
Unknown.
Let us know.
Let us know.
Why did you end up in Northampton?
Because that's where I'm from. That's no, where why my parents and dad lived.
Yeah, but why do they end up in Northampton?
Unsure.
If he's your uncle.
Work.
But if he's your uncle.
Yeah.
Maybe you supported him because your dad moved there.
Doubtful.
Is your dad's brother or mum's brother?
Dad's brother-in-law.
Dad's brother-in-law.
Yeah. This is thrilling.
My dad's sister is an Everton fan. Never lived in Liverpool.
What is going on?
Don't understand.
They're not even like good teams.
yeah, very average teams. He can fly planes.
Tom. He can fly planes.
Yeah.
Well, Tom's a Manchester United fan. He's never lived in Manchester.
I live 40 minutes from Manchester.
Shut up.
What's the biggest plane he's flown?
A small one.
Okay. How small? How many people can he fit in it?
Him and a passenger.
And how buggered
they used to fight in the family about who would like drive rather than going in the plane with Milka Rich.
Is he a pilot then?
Yeah.
What did he say? I'm Pilot Richard.
Do you have like, what's the thing? Do you have a prefix on your name? If you're a pilot.
What?
P.
Why? You don't, not like Lieutenant
P. Richard.
Or
P. Richard P.
P.P.
Is he big or small?
Milka Rich.
Yeah.
Similar height to me.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to say?
Big PP then. That's okay.
Excellent. Oh, there you go.
Great facts.
Call him PP from now on.
PP.
Big PP.
I can tell you, the territories that listened to the last episode with Tobe, 93%, as you would expect, from the UK. We had 3 listens from the United States.
Whoa!
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, I said 3. We've got to do a podcast on Thanksgiving.
We've already done it, mate. Okay. That's all the Wikipedia page. I haven't got any more.
The whole Wikipedia page.
We also had 2 listens from Germany.
Ooh. Germany?
Specifically, Frankfurt.
Ooh. Frankfurt.
Guten Abend.
Mm. Although I do think this is
good evening.
A load of rubbish because of the breakdown of the ones from the UK.
Break them down.
Watford, Leamington Spa, Bradford, Taunton, Enfield, Coventry, Croydon. Who's listening in these places? We don't know anyone there.
We've got a big
I'm sure forward. We could name somebody.
We've got a big
Maybe we'll find out who actually listens.
Ashbourne.
Ashbourne, hey.
We know who
listens. That is 2 listens.
That's PT, that is. Big PT.
PT's listening.
Go on, lad.
Hey, at least your dad listens.
He does.
My dad doesn't.
Yeah.
Big Do Taylor. Go back to the
Episode one.
Do Taylor. Does your dad listen?
Unbelievable.
I don't know if specifically my dad does, but my family do. So I think if it's on while he's in the car... Or in the hot tub.
They are listens to, in the hot tub?
Yeah, occasionally listen to us in the hot
strange.
Tub.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Can recommend it. Anything gone on with you guys in the past 2 weeks?
Speaking of Anton Dubec.
Yeah.
Have you heard that he's his Strictly career is in doubt?
Is what? It?
Questions about fixed claims.
He's been fixing it.
I don't know. There's been a big fallout
you
with
just
Dan
started
Walker.
This and you know nothing about it.
There's been a big fallout with Dan Walker, I think.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
I can't imagine
Dan,
anyone falling out with Dan Walker.
We asked
we
him
tried
to be
get him
on
the podcast. He won't come on, would he?
No.
Well, he seems like a really nice guy. He's like big time now, though,
isn't
he?
He's very tall.
He's very tall.
But yeah, he's big time. Well, what's the problem?
Did you see all the thing about him and the Halloween episode?
No.
So he, so as part of Strictly, they do a Halloween week where everyone dresses up as like scary stuff.
Mm.
And he chose, as a result of his Christian faith, to dress up as a lobster instead. Because he didn't want to partake in the Halloween things.
I like that.
I'm a big fan.
Seen also, while we're talking about lobsters, they're going to make it illegal in America to boil live lobsters.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's cruel.
Because apparently they can feel pain.
Yeah.
Which of course
so what's the most
pain.
humane way to dispose of a lobster? A
screwdriver through the head.
Interesting.
Specifically screwdriver.
Or something thin and hard.
Like with a crosshead or just straight.
Phillips.
I'd go Phillips. I think that would like create more of an indent into the head initially, so you get straight to the brain. I could go into the head.
That was a good noise, that was.
Then it'll be painless.
Any other suggestions? For lobster death techniques?
Stamp on the head. That's a bit mean. Don't like this.
You want instant death if you be
a
fan.
Yeah, instant death. What are you doing in the old days?
You don't really want to stamp on it if you're then going to eat it.
That's true.
That's tricky. Unless you got a very precise stamp.
I haven't.
Gun to the head.
Shoot them. You could shoot them. Or maybe stamped on them if you're wearing stilettos.
Interesting.
I don't wear stilettos. Mm. Tom does on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. Famously so.
I think
even better if the heel has a Phillips head on the bottom. Straight through.
So what's this thing with Anton Dubec?
It's all about whether, because he's a judge, isn't he?
He is.
About whether he stays on, because Bruno couldn't get back for the series because of COVID.
Right, yeah.
It's about whether he stays on or not. He doesn't know. Everyone wants him to stay on, but he doesn't know if he wants to step on Bruno's toes. Because you wear stilettos. he doesn't.
I've never been into Strictly. Never.
No.
My family watches it religiously every week. It's not for me.
I don't really understand why we're watching celebrities dance. It's not like they gain anything from it apart from being more famous.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to make famous people more famous. However, I do like I'm a celebrity, so I can't really say anything.
Yeah, that's got into that this week. Year.
I haven't got into it though. No. I need to catch up. I've just not had time to watch it.
The issue is, if you miss one night, you then feel like you've got to do so much catching up, and then you've got to watch two episodes in a night, or it's just
a
big commitment.
I'm not that bothered about the people on it.
No.
However, game changer, Ian Beale's on, so I might watch it now.
Is he?
When did he come?
Unbelievable.
Eh?
When did he join? Is Steve in for Corrie as well?
I don't know Steve's there yet. I just want Ian Beale and Steve there. Oh, why they're not in from the start, I don't know. Did you know that Adam Woodyatt, that's his name, isn't
it? Woodyatt. Yeah.
He has been Ian Beale for 70% of his life.
Unbelievable.
That's mental.
I've seen him in real life.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where?
The Star Wars ride in MGM Studios in Disney. Coming off the ride in the Star Wars shop, looking at lightsabers, Ian Beale comes walking through.
No.
Wow.
There you go.
Did you say hello?
No.
Why?
He was like, it looked like he didn't want to be bothered. He was head down. Pacing out the shop.
Mental. Even Ian Beale is spotted in America.
Crazy.
People know he is there. No, but now he's there, I might start watching.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a Celebrity is the sort of thing. Like I was into it last year. Watched every episode. I don't feel like I can do that two
but
years
we couldn't
in a row.
Do anything last year.
That's true.
So that was the only thing worth doing.
That's true.
Watching telly.
Bigger news on Tuesday night. We had the Bake Off final.
We did.
Were you happy?
No. I think it was a terrible final.
What?
The Bake Off Finals was the worst episode by miles. Because you have to watch all that sentimental rubbish about the families.
Well, not that much. There's a bit of drama. Because Giuseppe, who won, spoiler alert, he left his oven off. I don't know if you caught that bit.
What do you mean?
He was doing his big showstopper when you've got like limited time and it all comes down to this. And he went to put all of his stuff in the oven and he hadn't turned it on. So they only had to wait another like 20 minutes to get it going. He was angry.
I think if Jürgen had been in the final,
they hadn't turned his oven on.
No, so he turned it up, but then if you don't shut the door properly, it doesn't actually heat.
Well, that's his fault.
So
that's his fault.
He was muttering in Italian.
However, that girl who didn't even cook her food.
Raw dough. Unbelievable.
Raw dough.
She had a nightmare.
No excuse in the final.
Pew was that angry. She threw it on the table.
Pew?
Who's
Pew?
What's her name?
You've got some...
Prue. No, Pew.
PP family in your head.
True. At least she didn't tweet who won before.
That's true.
I'll never forget. But I just thought it was average. I feel like the quality of the people on it, if you compare the finalists of this year and last year to 4 years ago, different story.
I think Giuseppe was good all the way through.
Yeah.
And he looks the part. If you had to go on...
If you compare him to Nadia in that series, no way.
If you had to go on one of these shows, so like you Bake Off, I'm a Celeb, Strictly, X Factor, or any of these, what would be your top choice?
Oh, I'm a Celeb.
Really?
Yeah. Bake Off, too stressful.
But they
that
put
would
you
stress
in,
me
they
out.
Put you up in a lovely hotel for like 8 weeks, and you can just cook stuff.
Yeah, there's only one person who's ever become famous from Bake Off. I'm a Celebrity, and you're already a celebrity. I mean, you're already half a celebrity, but you make it big time. Jordan North, everyone knows who he is.
How do you think you'd do in the trials?
Unreal.
Do you reckon?
I'd eat them.
They all come out, don't they, saying it's like the best 2 weeks of their life?
Yeah. You get to chill out for 3 weeks.
And you get paid big time.
Yeah, you get paid to do nothing. You wake up, clean the dunny, make some rice.
I couldn't go in.
Sit there.
The damage I'd do.
Just have your own.
Talk about your life. Go off, try to win a Jammy Dodger. Go home, eat some average food.
Chris, I have heard you've had an incident involving a fire engine this week.
Oh yes. I don't know if I can share
I've not
this.
Heard about this yet. So.
I can. Right, I've never rang the fire brigade before, have you? It's a lot easier than ringing an ambulance.
Is it?
Oh, a lot easier.
You say, it's on fire.
So you just go, right. So you ring 999. What service do you require? Fire service, please. Okay. And you come to someone.
I imagine that a 999 call for a fire engine is more rare than for a police or ambulance.
Yeah, I imagine so. Fire service, please. They're like, where do you want it? So I told them school. Happened at school instead. Can't really give much more information apart from the actual incident.
Did they think you were a kid?
No! Said I was a member of staff.
School, please. Hi, can I have help? Stuck in a toilet.
Yeah, that wasn't the case. It was stuck somewhere, though. Very funny. So I rang him and he said, yeah, I'll be there. Because we got a radio call. Incident in certain classroom. Mm. Went in, saw this, year seven. He was about 4 foot something, very small. Big glasses. Finger stuck in a hole in the wall.
What?
His finger.
Stuck a hole?
Was stuck. There was a hole in the wall, he stuck his finger in.
Yeah, and got it stuck.
And he, it was stuck. And he couldn't get it out. So we were trying all sorts to get his finger out. In the end, the only thing, because obviously we can't start knocking wall out. Mm. We've got to get someone who knows what they're doing to do it. Right, fire brigade. They came.
What did they do?
So what?
They chiseled out the wall.
Did they come in a big red?
Yeah.
Thing? No, they did not.
Blue light.
They
did. Big fire
not.
Truck.
No, yeah. They did not.
How many?
Did.
How many firemen?
Five.
Shut up.
I'm not having that.
They did five
in a big red van.
In a big red van.
What did five of them do? Just stand around a bit.
Yeah. So one was knocking out the hole. The others were watching, passing him tools.
Did he come in the car?
Was it like, could everyone see on the other side of this wall? Was there just a finger like pointing out?
No. But sad. It was funny.
So what was this hole? What
I don't know, I think he must have made it. Just filled him with the wall. Hey. Like, he's made a hole with his finger stuck.
At least it was his finger.
That's what the firefighter said. He said, first thing he said, it was definitely his finger, isn't it? Then when he got his finger, the funniest part is we he took this chunk of wall out.
Yeah.
He could took it out.
What?
He took the chunk of plaster over with a hole in where his finger had been. The firefighter said, right, kid, life lesson, don't put your fingers in holes. The kid just nodded his head. Everyone else was laughing. I thought it was very funny. Couldn't believe it. Very surreal.
What
moment.
A day.
Yeah. Surreal half an hour, that
what
was.
What a great day.
What a day. Surreal half an hour. Surreal half an hour. First time I've ever had to call a fire brigade.
Mm. Unbelievable. You'll never forget that.
No, never. Neither will the kid. I hope he's got it on his wall.
Framed.
Yeah. No, I've Batman,
with the
Dark
quote
Knight.
From the fireman underneath it.
Yes. No, the Dark Knight, Tom. No, when he shoots the... And they're trying to figure out what the bullet is.
Yeah.
They shoot the,
oh,
like
yeah,
one
yeah,
of them.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
It's like that. Yeah, I like that. Bit more drama. Oh. Have you both stopped being sick yet?
I never was sick.
I was never sick.
I thought you were sick, Chris.
No, I just had a cold.
Only the week was sick.
So we had this weekend away with the 18s to 30s-ish at
yep.
church. We all went away. There's probably about, there's about 42, 43.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say
lovely time.
At least 30.
30?
Oh, I think there was a lot.
Half. 20.
At least half of everyone that went came back and was thrown up violently.
I don't know where the bug came from. It wasn't me.
I mean, there's only one person in school who was closed for a deep clean after we got back, so.
That's true.
We don't know if it was the casserole. We don't know if it was a bug.
It wasn't a casserole.
We did also go swimming on this weekend, and our friend Joel.
That was very funny.
Within 2 minutes of getting into the pool.
Oh, bless him.
We decided to play rounders.
Rounders in a pool.
Probably wasn't. I thought it was a good idea at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
As always happens, the person went up, missed the ball, and then before they ran to first base or swam to first base, threw the bat behind them.
Yeah.
It went.
Smacked Joel straight in the middle of his eyes.
Joel's nose.
Yeah.
I think it was incredibly funny. Joel acted like he'd been shot 6 times.
Yeah.
On his
it's
knees.
Like Tropic Thunder, you know, when the guy's like,
on his knees on the side of the pool going,
yeah.
And then lay in bed with his wife holding his hand, eyes closed. Eyes back on his head.
This is all true as well. I'm not even exaggerating. We didn't see him for 3 hours after that.
No. We could actually put a picture of him.
We could.
We'll put a picture of him.
I've got a friend called Jake who's there as well. He's got a company that we don't talk about anymore. And
is it B-Core Design?
He's done with... He does like health and safety stuff where he works. So he thought, I'll go out to Joel because he sat on the side bleeding and stuff like that. And he tried to make a joke with Joel. I don't know what he said, but apparently Joel was just like not finding it funny at all. Jake was saying all this stuff and Joel was just like shaking his head, telling him to go away.
And he made him. He
his nose is better now than
he
did before.
Improved his nose.
Yeah.
So there we go.
For sure.
We haven't had a poo story sent this week, but I did find one on the internet.
Oh, interesting.
What a random story.
It came up on Twitter. It was on BBC News in 2017.
Excellent. While we're on toilet theme, I was on holiday this weekend in the Lake District.
Oh, yeah?
Went to a public toilet in... the village of Hawkshead, saw on the sign, 50p, to use the toilet. Like, nightmare, no change. Know. Walk up, contactless.
Oh.
Contactless payment for a toilet.
Contactless poo.
Unbelievable.
Contactless poo.
They're the best ones.
The future.
That's good, that is.
I was very pleased.
When you pay, though, you expect it to be really good quality.
It was nice.
It was all right.
It was quiet. It was, what I will say, a bit cold.
Draft or just...
Drafty.
Okay.
Drafty, but... very clean, good, good cubicle size, not too big that you can't reach the door, but not
you
too small.
Tempted
that
you tempted to do like hop the barrier. A lot of people do that.
I was very tempted. There was nobody around, but I felt like they'd made the effort, so I was able to pay. So I that's very true. I should pay.
So I've got this news story. It's from the 5th of September 2017. So it is a little bit old, but it's on the actual BBC News website.
Interesting.
Woman trapped in window trying to retrieve poo after Tinder date. So naturally, I was intrigued.
I have heard this story before. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing.
A woman who threw her poo out of her date's toilet window because it would not
Yes,
flush.
I have heard this story.
Unbelievable. Had to be rescued after she got stuck trying to rescue it.
We need to get this person on the podcast.
The amateur gymnast was on a first date with Bristol student Liam Smith when she panicked and threw the feces out of the window. That's a bad move.
Unbelievable.
You never put your hand in the toilet. It did not land in the garden, but became wedged between two non-opening windows. After climbing in head first, she became wedged. Mr. Smith had to call the fire service for help.
That's meant. Can you imagine?
Unbelievable.
Because not only are you stuck there, you're also stuck with your poo. So the poo wouldn't have been out. You would have seen the poo.
Where did she... What was outside the window? Where was she throwing it to?
I don't know. Because
again,
aiming for the garden.
Because honestly, that just takes more clearing up, doesn't it?
And you would imagine that you've got to try and clear a lot of the garden, so it's got to be a good throw. If she's got it stuck in the window, it would have been a feeble attempt at a
fair launch.
True. Fair. I would have said, if that was me, I'd have gone, right, I'm really sorry. I was on the toilet, and then a fox snuck into your bathroom. It pooed on the floor. And I didn't want you to leave poo on the floor. I think it was me. So I put it in the toilet, and it went flush.
It must have been a pretty tough poo to be able to like pick it up.
All right, then.
After it's gone into the bowl.
How would you, and you get tried yourself to out of the situation? First date, you go for a poo in her house, right? And if poo went flush, what do you do?
You got to use what's available to you, haven't you?
Okay. Standard bathroom. Standard
bathroom. So my first thought would be toilet brush.
No toilet brush there.
What?
You've got to ask questions about this woman.
If there's no toilet brush there, then that's a bigger problem.
She might not poo, do big poo, so she might not need a toilet brush.
It's not always about the size, though.
It's true.
It's angle, velocity.
Well, she's got a good aim. Don't need a toilet
you
brush.
You basically...
Okay. Doesn't need a toilet brush. There's
you
no
basically
toilet
brush need to break it up into smaller bits, don't you?
Right. What if they're at your house?
In my house.
And you cut on the flush because it doesn't flush.
Well, I would be used to that, so I would be okay.
I think I would take it out.
You would fish it. Fish it
hand?
Out.
I'd like wrap me on the toilet paper.
Oh, that's just going to make more of a mess. Take it like a man at that point. If you're going to put your hand in, just put your hand in.
I think I would probably just put a layer of toilet paper down.
And cover it up.
And then leave.
No toilet paper.
You can tell when people do that in public toilets that are broke. Yeah. I think I made a mess here. It's not flushing. Yeah. I'm just going to cover it up with more toilet paper and add to the damage.
To be fair, sometimes at school, if I leave a little bit of a stain on the toilet, I will just place one sheet over the water.
One
sheet. So they can't see the next person who walks in. And that's clever.
It's all tactical, isn't it?
Yeah.
I agree. I think a lot of people do that.
Anyway.
You never used my toothbrush for that, did you?
No. Bring it with a toothbrush.
Now, before we get on to some serious stuff, I've got a stag do next weekend. As is standard for a stag do, I'm going to do a bit of a Mr. and Mrs. quiz.
Lovely.
But I thought before I get to next weekend and it flops, I'd trial it on you two.
Excellent.
Today. Okay, so I've got a good list of questions. This will also be good for the listeners and each other to learn a bit about.
Oh, can I ask a question that's not on this? Is this about me and Sam?
Yes.
Okay.
As a couple.
I'm not asking you about the couple that's getting married next weekend that you don't know. Okay. So we'll start off with some nice tame questions.
Okay.
I'll count down from three. Okay. And then when I say go, it'll be 3, 2, 1, go. You point at the person that you think.
That's excellent for a podcast. Why don't we just say the name?
Yeah, fine. That'll work even better. Who is the funnier of you both?
Me.
Hold on, we've got to count down.
So you've got to say you've got to say the name. So you can't just say me. Otherwise we'll both say me. Right.
I'll count down.
Okay, you're trying
eventually
to
leave, we'll get the hang of the game. 3, 2, 1.
Chris.
Sam.
Oh. What?
You've got to adjudicate here.
Oh, you've got to decide.
I don't have an opinion in this.
What side is he wearing?
I'm saying these questions, and then these kind of arguments get going.
All right.
I'm far funnier.
You're funny in an irritating way, I would say.
Yeah, but that's
funny. In what way are you funny?
I'm just funny.
Just naturally.
Yeah, yeah.
Alicia's mum thinks I'm funnier than him.
Excellent. Get on to whose opinion really matters.
Next question. Who is the more attractive?
Me. Me.
You're not very good at this game. Come on. 3, 2, 1.
Sam.
Chris. Oh, for goodness sake.
Chris, what have you got going for yourself?
Hair.
I'll give him that.
Objectively, it's you. Who is the better dancer? 3, 2, 1.
Chris.
Chris.
You didn't say anything! I can't really remember.
I can't remember you dancing. You,
I'm very limmy.
I don't think I've ever seen you dance.
Because I'm all arms and legs. So it's not... I take up a lot of space when I dance.
You have got long arms and legs.
Yeah.
Who is the better kook? 3, 2, 1.
Sam.
There we go.
Yeah. You can have that, Sam.
Thank you very much.
Who has the last word in an argument? 3, 2, 1.
Chris.
Chris.
Yeah. Who wears the trousers in the relationship? 3, 2, 1.
Chris.
Chris.
Now, the other ones aren't really questions like that. The other ones are going to, I'm going to have to target at one specific person, and then the other person can confirm whether the answer is correct or not.
Okay.
So, what's Sam's favourite film?
Oh, Sam doesn't like any film.
You've got about 5 to pick from.
Toy Story. Have you ever seen Toy Story?
Yeah. Oh. To be honest, I wouldn't be able to answer that question myself, so I'll let you have that.
Okay.
It's now Toy Story, if anyone asks.
At least I've got an answer now.
Sam, what is Chris's worst habit?
He always has a cold. I've never seen Chris without a cold.
There we go. Yeah, I can take
if anyone wants to edit this podcast, an experience.
I was bad last week as well, wasn't I?
Chris, what's Sam's worst habit?
I don't think you haven't really got any bad habits, to be fair.
What would Alicia say, Sam?
But I know Sam's bad habit. Flicking his belly button fluff on the floor. Bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah. I have a little pile on my bedside table.
When I shared a bed with Sam, I was horrified.
Yeah. What? This is one for both of you.
I don't know how I produce so much. Okay. I probably got some now, to be fair.
A fluff factory. Let's have a look.
That, I mean, it's big.
No! You are joking.
Look at that.
Oh!
What is that? Why is that in there?
When did you last empty
it? Where did that come from?
That's from today.
Where has it come from?
That's impressive.
I don't know. Maybe it's got hair in it as well. I'm a bit concerned.
Where
about
has that come from?
I'm just going to put that in Catherine's bin.
Why do you think that is? Is it to do with the depth of your innie?
Maybe. I've got quite a deep belly button.
Oh, my word.
Chris, are you innie or outie?
I have a massive innie, but I don't get fluff. That is mental.
I mean, this is quite a new T-shirt. I do find new T-shirts produce more.
If anyone wants to know, because you know people listening can't see what just happened, Sam pulled a rug out of his belly button. If you need a rug, ask Sam.
Yeah. If anyone knows why I produce so much belly button fluff, that would I'd be
get
intrigued
Dr. James
to know.
On.
Dr. Excellent.
Would you like to see my outie?
Yes, please.
People always think my outie is quite peculiar.
Oh,
that's like an innie outie.
That is gross. That is grim.
What do you think about that?
It's like a half in, half out.
I think that's the worst belly button I've ever
seen. No one just has an outie.
You've got a hokey cokey outie. You've got a hokey cokey belly button.
This is one for both of you.
That was foul.
About each other.
I wasn't expecting that to be so bad.
Oh, that was terrible. I'm horrified.
What is your favourite part of the other person's body?
Are you asking me?
Both of you. So.
Sam's legs. Sam's legs.
Breasts!
Breasts. I was going to say Sam's legs.
Oh, okay.
I do have good legs.
A lot of people comment on your legs, Sam.
Thank you. Slender ankles.
Mm-hmm. Slankles.
I'll ask this to both of you. Chris, I'll let you go first. If you were going to eat food off Sam.
Off Sam?
What would the food be and where would you eat it from?
Eat food off Sam?
Off Sam.
Oh, I've never had this question.
By the way, I've used this question once before with a couple and I didn't really know the bride at all, but I knew the groom. And she sent back, Christian couple, Biscoff spread from you know where, and I was appalled. Appalled.
I mean,
my answer is not going to
be Biscoff spread is a great choice.
Mm.
Not from a body.
What about my body?
Chris, come on then. What's your
answer?
I'll use that as your, that little phrase as your submission for sexiest party.
What about my body? I will. I would eat a pizza off your belly.
My belly?
It might get fluffy.
Based on what you've just seen, that's a terrible choice.
Fill it with garlic herb, sauce.
I mean, you'd get a lot in there, to be fair.
Empty it.
I reckon. Oh. I reckon you get half a Domino's pot.
What one of the massive ones you buy? You buy extra.
That's a terrible image.
Oh gosh, that's
Sam,
grim.
You've had the privilege of an extra minute to think about this.
Well, so I'm thinking you want the most hairless place on somebody's body. So that's
which is.
And I want minimal eye contact. Okay. So I want the back, please.
I don't have, my back is not very hairy, so you're all right.
Okay. Indeed.
If you wouldn't do that with Johnson, though, would you?
Not at all.
Yeah. He, I mean, you could kneel on all fours like a table. It'd be probably more appropriate than like lying down on a bed or something.
Yeah, which angle are you coming from?
Definitely the side.
What are you eating off your back?
Oh, something in a box.
Oh, gosh.
It's a strange.
Who do you anticipate will want to get it on more often?
What do you mean getting on? Playing PlayStation? What are you on about? I don't understand.
I'm asking a Christian couple here.
I would say Chris is more touchy-feely than I am.
Okay. Yeah.
That would imply that he is more keen.
The initiative.
Implies I like being touched more than Sam likes being touched. So strange.
I cannot get the image of you dipping the end of a piece of pizza into my belly button.
You'll never look at your belly button.
I'd lose the pizza same. If I dropped it and disappeared. You find it 2 weeks later.
We started this podcast off with nothing to talk about. Before we're 3 minutes in, talking about Chris eating pizza off me.
Yeah, the last one then. I've got a few bad ones left, but I think for the purpose of the pod, we'll just have one more. If you did role play, who would you want the other person to dress up as?
I'm not answering that question.
Friar Tuck, Robin Hood.
Gosh, it must be time for the news now. Come on.
Covered in as many clothes as possible.
Oh, I like that.
Goodness.
I think that quiz will work.
That'd be excellent.
Very good.
I'm glad I'm not the groom.
I hope the answers are as good as ours.
It's very good. I think we shall go to the news at that point.
Please do.
The Almighty Pod News with your host, Chris Wright.
How long did the first Swedish female prime minister last in her post? Anyone know?
I saw this. Less than 24 hours.
Less than 24 hours.
Why?
So I don't know how their political system works. Everywhere is different. However, I think you vote for the person, then you vote for the policies. Her policies were not voted through, so she quit. So if you're not having me, if you're not having my policies.
It was a minority government.
It was. So we know what minority governments are like, and they don't work.
They do not work.
So she quit. So if you're not going to vote for my budget, I'm off.
She arrived into the parliament to a big round of applause. First ever female Swedish prime minister, president, whichever. And then a few hours later,
left.
She was out.
Round of applause.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So didn't last very long. Speaking of other things that don't last very long, Richard Madeley has been...
I wonder where you go.
Richard Madeley has
poor Judy.
Richard Madeley left. Richard Madeley lasted less than a week in I'm Celebrity because he's fallen ill.
Oh,
right, sorry. Richard Madeley has been rushed to hospital after falling ill overnight in Arm Celebrity Camp. I think he's fine. They just like to check that they're all okay.
Will they put him back in then, or is that it?
I think they've confirmed he's not going back in.
Oh, really?
Oh, a shame.
Fair enough. Poor Dickie.
Also...
Also,
A world record has been broken after Mr. Beast Squid Game video. Mm-hmm. Mr. Beast is a YouTuber, hit 1 million views in just 9 minutes.
Crazy. Wow.
That's a new record.
Have you ever watched
that's
any
a
of his
crazy
videos?
Amount of people. Isn't
I have watched some of his
are
videos.
Are they the ones where he just like gives away stuff and gives out like yeah. crazy money prizes?
They proper wind me up because he's not a very good.
He's presenter. A bit irritating.
Yeah,
isn't
he's not really like talented at what really, but he's obviously just got a load of money. So he like he did one where it was like, I bought a car dealership and sold all the cars for like a dollar. And you watch it just because it sounds like a
yeah yeah.
Well, how are going to people take to this? But he himself is like not actually very good, so it's fair play for him to making the money. But
finally, in the news, a more serious note. Obviously, we've had quite a few of these stories over the years, but it seems like we haven't had much of a focus on it for a while. However, it's back in the news after a boat on the Channel sank, a dinghy sank off Calais, and 27 people died. One child was included, five women were included. But obviously, it's now all over the news again. People talking about the crisis that we have on the Channel of people trying to get over here and how the lack of support for them getting over here, the lack of support when they arrive here, and it ends up with people losing their lives trying to do what they think is the best option for them.
Yeah.
So all of our thoughts and our prayers are with those people. And their families and all the other people who are going to be risking their lives making the same journey,
yeah.
Which I think is mental. I think it's sad that you watch 27 people drown and then you'll think it's my turn tomorrow.
Mm. Yeah, yeah,
I just think it's crazy. But
it's nuts. In any other situation, if you heard in the news about how many it was, 28?
Well, as of 7 hours prior to this, the news saying 27, I don't know what they final number will be.
In any other situation, if 27 people had died in an accident or an incident, then it would be all over the news. There'd be vigils, there'd be all sorts of stuff. Whereas, because it's migrants, and very clear, all the news is about migrants,
yeah,
it's like there's none of that stuff. None of it is on the tragedy of the lives lost.
No.
It's all about how ridiculous is it that people are trying to come to this country.
Yeah.
With no... there's from my perspective anyway, there seems to be no sense of empathy or understanding of how desperate these people are. Like, I can't imagine being in such a desperate situation that you think your only way out is to get on a tiny little boat that's crammed full of people and in the dark to try and get yourself smuggled into a country that's completely alien to you, that you don't know anything about, really. You don't speak the language. But that's the position these people find themselves in through no fault of their own.
No, and they're not being dropped off at some sort of asylum centre. These are getting on a beach and off they go.
Yeah,
they fend for themselves.
For sure.
I think it's great, especially when you've got kids doing that as well.
Unbelievable.
And the Channel is not a nice bit of sea.
No,
it's not the Med. It's cold. It's rough all the time. It's one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world, if not the busiest.
Yeah.
Crazy. And then we've got politicians arguing about whose fault it is.
Yeah, and that's
the only conversation they're having.
Yeah, yeah.
It's France's fault. It's not France's fault. Yeah, it's UK's fault.
Yeah.
There we go.
And that's the thing. Honestly, like, we were talking about this before and about what to talk about, and we kind of put out the idea of talking about migrants and stuff. And I immediately thought, I don't know if I want to talk about that because I know nothing about it. But obviously, I've seen the headlines and stuff, but that just shows, really, that it's something that we're quite happy to become immune to.
Yeah.
That, as you say, the thing in Liverpool last week, there wasn't anywhere near the loss of life, but was in the news. Everyone's discussing it for days, whereas this is something that'll come and go probably really quickly.
Yeah,
and will only be discussed from the point of view of the political side of should we be helping them, should we be stopping them, and that kind of thing, trying to win votes.
And it's bound to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
It's bound to happen again. All because people are exploited, really, by these people smugglers who will be paid to get them across the channel with no guarantee of anything. People who end up in the big camp in Calais, which is, from my understanding, not a very nice place to be, and just have obviously fled from a place that was not an easy place to live, not a nice place to live. In some way, in some cases, they're driven out because of violence and conflict and all sorts of reasons that we can never comprehend because we are able to live freely in a safe place.
And it's not even like, obviously I mentioned the politicians, it's not even just like the politicians, like the attitude of people in the UK. We forget that
migrants are people. We see them as figures.
Yeah, yeah.
And political stuff. I was listening to the radio, and I listen to LBC sometimes. I like listening to James O'Brien tell people who are stupid, they're stupid. But he had someone, and they were talking about this stuff, and they had a woman who rang in saying that she saw her and her boyfriend were sat on a beach, and they heard the lifeboat station were opening up, and they had a call to go and rescue some boats, and a boat with some fishermen pulled up and tried to block the boat going out, shouting that we don't need them. Wow. We don't need them coming back here. We're full up. It's just mental.
Yeah.
When you look at stuff like that, and I think people just forget. And like, we've got one of the lowest allocations of asylum seekers in the G20 and refugees. People net per head, we've got one of the lowest, and people kind of forget that. I think it's just bonkers.
And there's been a whole move, hasn't there? So there's that. There's the cutting of the amount of money from our budget that goes to other countries that are probably more in need than we are. That whole thing demonstrates the move of our society towards a more selfish way of being, towards it being all about us looking after ourselves rather than looking to the needs of those who are more in need than we are, ultimately. And I know that there are people probably listening to this who are probably struggling with not having a job or with all sorts of things that come with being part of our society, and sometimes our society is not fair. But we have to take responsibility for those in our world who have been born into places that are horrible places to live through no fault of their own.
And it's just a frustrating thing that you see, and I think like people forget that Jesus was a refugee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Bible's full of it. Jesus was a refugee. Ruth in the Bible, she left home to go and look after other people in a foreign country.
Yeah.
It's full of... The Bible doesn't use the term refugee at any point, but it uses the term like strangers and foreigners and that kind of thing. Yeah. And that's the kind of category that people would have fallen in back then. And it's particularly like Christian brothers and sisters who... I find it really hard work listening to people kind of defend the reluctancy that the governments have to look after refugees.
Yeah.
I really found that hard listening to that.
Because all you see from Jesus is him... exemplifying how you treat people who are different to you or have different life experience to you or come from a different background to you. Mm-hmm. And that's part of why this is a problem, is because we are so unable to put ourselves in the place of those people who are so terrified that they get on a boat and try and cross the channel to come to this country because they're terrified. And that's what we need to see more of an empathy, more of a compassion, and more of a sense of mercy on those who are... who find themselves in that place.
And that doesn't mean be a pushover of a country.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't mean be walked over by that kind of stuff. You just need to create a network which allows it to happen without 27 people dying. Yeah.
Honestly, it's a whole change of attitude.
Yeah.
I think some of it comes from our full sense of entitlement to...
Yeah.
For sure.
We've worked to benefit from all this stuff around us, and so...
Yeah.
It's probably subconscious, but why should these people just be able to come and enjoy it?
Yeah.
Whereas actually, we've just... won the birth lottery of being born here.
For sure.
And they've been born somewhere more difficult in the first place.
And entitlement hits on so many different things. When we can talk about entitlement when we're talking about refugees. You can talk about entitlement when you're looking at the government's changes to how social care is paid for when you hit old age. But ultimately, we're all the same.
Yeah.
My takeaway was you, Chris, saying... my brothers and sisters. I've never heard you sound so Christian.
Yeah, that was weird for me. That was a weird experience.
Yeah, it's strange.
I enjoyed it.
Did you?
Very out of character.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I probably won't say it ever again.
You dressed a little bit like a minister.
You are.
You come from school. You said brothers and sisters.
Yep.
You're on your way, pal.
I just thought it would hit home more.
It did.
For those people.
It did.
For those people listening, you fall into that category.
Yeah.
It'll hit home.
Chris Wright is my
like hit him here.
We are deep into this episode, considering, like you said, we had nothing to talk about.
Sam's belly button.
Deep into Sam's belly button. We are 50, probably going to be like 55 minutes in.
Wow. That's not a bad going.
One episode.
I need to get off to my Thanksgiving tea.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know it is.
I will. I'll take a picture.
We'll talk about
Maybe
it.
Maybe I'll put it on.
Yeah.
The Almighty Pod Instant.
I hope when they ask you what you're thankful for, that this is what you share about with your family.
All our listeners in Granada. I'm thankful for. Well, that'll do us for this week's episode then. If you want to get in touch with us, if you want to send us any stories, any calamities that have happened to you, any poo stories, if maybe you've got something trapped in a window in a bathroom on a date, anything like that, you can contact us at facebook.com/almightypod. Find us on Twitter and Instagram @almighty_pod. Or you can email us at almightypodmail@gmail.com. Boys, thanks for chatting.
See you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.